I'm being joined right now by Brent Bovey. He is the owner of pharmacies in both Parkersburg and Rhinebeck. And Brent, thanks for taking a little bit of time today. We're talking a little bit about the shortage of pharmacies and healthcare providers going on in the state of Iowa. I guess just to start off, can you give me kind of a big picture overview of these shortages? You know, why we're seeing some of the things we're seeing as far as some of the shortages around the state of Iowa as it relates to healthcare providers and pharmacies that's going on right now.
Yeah, thanks for having me, and thanks for taking the time to kind of highlight this issue across the state and the country, especially in a rural state like Iowa, where it's becoming more and more of an issue. And we are seeing, you know, just from the pharmacy standpoint, we're seeing pharmacies close kind of at a higher pace than normal, more rapid pace. A lot of that has to do with reimbursements from the insurance companies that are out there. And so recently, this year, we've been advocating a lot for some legislation within the state to address that. That did get passed. It's facing some legal challenges right now, but that will help kind of shore up some of the losses of pharmacies across the state that, you know, play a vital service for patients to access their medications. And also, as we'll go in further, provide different health care services beyond just dispensing medications. As far as the healthcare providers go, it's becoming an issue in the state to attract, you know, doctors to rural areas in our state. I can't remember what the percentages are, but I know a lot of our, you know, our state schools that are training doctors, we're losing them to other states. And we have an aging population that is in more need of healthcare services, and so it's kind of a catch 22 or something where we're losing doctors, but we also have greater demand, and so being able to provide that access where the patients live, because sometimes transportation is an issue and things like that, is very important.
Yeah, and so when it comes to extra services you guys are able to provide as far as bridging that gap. I know, you know, specifically Parkersburg and Rhinebeck really don't have much of a gap to bridge because of the healthcare providers that they have nearby. But just in a general sense, what are some of those things that pharmacies are starting to do to bridge some of those gaps that are arising?
Yeah, you know, in Parkersburg here, we're pretty lucky to have 3 different health clinics, some mental health services, multiple dentists. It's very uncommon to have as many healthcare providers in one city of this size. But in Butler County as a whole, you know, the accessibility is maybe lacking. And so in some of those other communities. And so some of the services that we're kind of providing, or other pharmacies might be providing right now, you know, we've taken on doing vaccinations, just because that's kind of the low hanging fruit, and we want to try to get, you know, access to vaccines. It's a simple thing to do. And with our pharmacy, you know, we see patients monthly, sometimes, you know, weekly when they're coming in to pick their medications up. So we have those touch points where we can have those discussions about getting the vaccine, and we can make it, you know, something that's, you know, pretty simple process and do it without having to schedule an appointment or something like that. Other things that just recently the state of Iowa has allowed pharmacies to start doing is test and treat options. Things like testing for flu, COVID, or strep, and then treating that. We can just prescribe the medication right there and dispense it. We haven't gone down that road yet here in Parkersburg. If the doctors in town think that might be a need, we would probably explore it a little bit more. But right now, since we have enough providers in the area, we haven't done that yet. So there's a walk-in clinic. Some of the other clinics also provide same-day appointments and things like that. So there's a lot of accessibility there. There might come a time where those doctors might, you know, say, hey, we're really inundated with, you know, just more complex patients and treating diabetes, hypertension, other more complex things. It would be nice if, you know, we could take off some of that simple, you know, just test and treat things off their hands. And so it'll be a conversation that we would have with the doctors before we went on that. But I know, you know, other pharmacies that are in smaller communities that might not have a doctor's office are starting to do that. And even in the bigger communities like Waterloo, Cedar Falls, that maybe it's difficult to get an appointment or, you know, the urgent care is full and things like that, they are providing those services. Where it's kind of behind is, you know, we're not able to necessarily bill the insurances yet because they're just trying to get caught up with some of that. And so it would be more of a, you know, out-of-pocket expense. However, we can usually provide it maybe at a lower rate than you would pay if you were going to the clinic, and with a high deductible plan or something like that, there might be potential for savings there.
And so is this something you kind of see as the future of healthcare in the state of Iowa in general, or are these trends reversible in any way? What kind of comes to mind with that?
I think there's probably a trend and shift in different healthcare services to different providers to kind of help mitigate some of this with the aging population and things like that. There's going to be more demand and there's more complex patients. And so pharmacy, you know, it's something where we're trained to do more than just dispense pills. And so we will probably see more and more of that, even just screenings. Certain insurance companies are now paying us for like hypertension screenings or diabetes screenings, checking A1Cs and things like that. And so I think you'll see more of it. It's not to take away from the doctors or anything like that. It's more to complement them so that they can provide more, you know, spend more time on the patients that are needing them the most and take away some of the simpler tasks.
I suppose we could go on and on and on about this topic, but any other big picture, you know, points of discussion you'd like to share at this time, or is that kind of wrap it up, you think?
You know, it's just highlighting every time we've done a lot of advocating for, there's been a lot of pharmacy closures across the state over the last couple of years due to PBM or pharmacy benefit managers and some of the practices that they have. There's three PBMs that control, you know, 85% of the market, and people don't even understand what they really do, but they determine where you can get your meds, you know, who or the reimbursement on those meds, how much you pay, if they're going to cover that medication on the formulary and things like that. And so they became multi-billion-dollar companies and have really limited access and care and actually driven prices up through different methods that they have. And so there's been a lot of different things going through legislature. The state just recently passed some legislature to help prevent some of that. It's being challenged legally right now, but they'll continue to fight that. And then there's also a lot of movement on the federal side too. And so the federal would be more of your Medicare and Medicaid, but they would, they could, you know, regulate over the whole state plans as well. So,
all right. Well, that's been Brent Bovey. He owns pharmacies in Parkersburg and Rhinebeck. Thank you for taking some time to talk about this topic here today with us.
Thank you.